Lammy.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Nicole.
Hello.
Oh, I've never called her Nicole.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
I don't think I've ever called her Nicole. Nick. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
That's excellent. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah. We didn't really have a choice. You've been harassing us for months.
It's very exciting.
And we don't know what we're fucking talking about because you won't tell us.
No, I feel
she keeps
very...
just saying that she has a nice little story. So if this turns out to be a terrible podcast, it's not our fault.
I mean, the good news is I can just not post it.
No one has to know.
I'll just cut out the whole story.
No, I do feel like I hold a lot of power right now.
Yeah, I feel like you do as
especially,
well.
Especially, I mean, the gym owner and manager. Like, you're very She's much like, the I'm big not telling. Dogs. And it's just very like, my cute little story.
Yeah. And then we're like, okay, cool. Come on, we'll have a chat.
No problem.
See you. So it's been a week. This is out. We didn't do one last week.
Didn't we? No, it was Australia Day.
Yes. Were you forgiving of that or were you a bit upset?
I was okay because I babysat that night.
Oh, okay.
So normally, listen. Yeah. As soon as it's released, I cook dinner, listen, very relaxing, but I was a little preoccupied, so it was fine.
You think it's relaxing? To listen to us?
Would I you think say, so. Because oh, I have like headphones in. Kyle's always at the gym. Like mm-hmm. It's just very, kids are hanging out. Like mm-hmm. It's a relaxing, yeah, Friday.
When we talk shit, do you audibly laugh at us?
Or sometimes. Like especially if I know like the context behind it. If you were like, oh, like a story from like the 9:15 or something.
Yeah.
And I know it. And then it's like,
yep.
Or it's also been about me before.
Yeah.
And you got to message and be like, don't be offended. Don't be offended. I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah.
So when it comes on, I'm like,
funny.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Well, let's launch straight into this cute little story, I reckon, because I don't know about – how do you feel about it? Are you nervous, Candace?
I don't know.
I think it's really good for us to be uncomfortable.
I mean, we're never prepared, so this is just no different to any other week.
I feel like this
is just out of our control.
Yeah, it's completely out of our hands. All right, Nick, let's get into it.
Okay. First of all, this story is
– like now?
Yes, now.
This story is old now. And so it's going to be a little confusing. It could be confusing to keep up with because I'm going to say last year and it's
okay.
Not. It's like the year before.
Oh, just, you know what? Just say last year.
Just say last year. Yeah. Everyone knows. Yeah. Okay.
Just go.
So I was on the podcast December last year, like a year ago. And yeah. I was on the day before the 12 Days of Christmas WOD and we had awards that year. Mm-hmm. And so I got the most improved. And Hale's got like member of the year. Mm-hmm. And so very, very cool. And so also for reference, her podcast wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
So hers was like the whole next week.
Oh, that's cool.
Or like 2 weeks. It was close, but
yeah,
like this came first kind of thing. Anyway, so both Hale's and my husband go here. Very nice people. Like
lovely guys. Absolutely lovely.
Love them.
Feel comfortable around them. Great.
Yes, awesome. Yeah. Anyway. And so on the Monday, Kyle came to the gym and Brad was here, Hale's husband. Mm-hmm. And Brad was like, oh, like they were chatting. I was like, oh, how cool. Like Nick got most improved. And Kyle said, oh my gosh, you know, like really cool. She's worked so hard. Like it's awesome. You know, like you never do it for the award, but like it's nice to be, you know, seen or whatever. Like so cool. And Kyle was obviously like, oh my gosh. And how cool that Hale's got like member of the year. Like that's amazing. Anyway, in that moment, Brad kind of said, yeah, you know, it's really special because when she started here, she was just like a shell of herself, like just so anxious and depressed. And Kyle was kind of like, oh, hold on. Like, that's funny because so was Nick. And anyway, like, so they went on and like chatted about their anxious wives and whatever else. Like
the shell of humans that you were.
Yeah, literally. Yes. Anyway. That night, Kyle came home and he was like, hey, like, you're not going to believe this. And he replayed the story to me. And the way he replayed the story was like almost like a light in his eyes. Like he was – there was like an excitement to it. And it wasn't because Hales had also suffered and it obviously wasn't because Brad had been in his position. But it was like a kindred spirit. Like he'd never kind of met someone who was in that same position of him of like having a wife who couldn't do anything and the husband had to just kind of take over – and be there emotionally and physically and like do all the things. And I just thought it was so special because like obviously you guys share a lot of stories on here of like women and what, you know, their journey and their story and what they go through and a lot of people can relate. But to have like what 1% of the members as men and for that to be such like a big thing, like it was just like he like for the very first time felt like, oh my God, I'm not the only person who's gone through this, and like, we'll have little things still come up or whatever. Like, and it was just a really special moment, I think, of like, you guys do so much more than what you realize by having people share the stories and by creating a safe spot and like all of that. And so even just like beyond that, of like two dudes who are like, oh yeah, my wife was like a shell of herself, and now this one gym has shown such great growth. But for them to be able to like talk about it and be, you know, like conversational. And then, so Hales's episode wasn't even out yet. And I was like, Hales, like, are you sure? Because anyone who knows Hales, like, she seems very self-assured and very confident and all of the things. And I think when you are like an anxious person, you'll see other people and be like, damn, like, why can't I come, like, be as confident as them? Or like, so lucky for them to not, you know, have to suffer with this. And for me, like, that would have been Hales. Like, I would have looked at her and been like, ugh, so lucky. Like, look at her doing all the things and, you know, being so confident. And so, you know, for me, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and I messaged and I was like, oh, you know, like, Kyle told me this, like, you know, and we chatted about it. And then her episode came out and then it opened up more conversation for us too, because we were like, oh yeah, like, couldn't get out of bed. Oh yeah, didn't do a single, you know, job in the house for months on end. Like, didn't feel like we were a good person, wife, mum, like, and it just opened so many more conversations again by having, like, she already knew a little bit of my history because of the podcast, and then, you know, the husband's dads had spoken, and then for her podcast. And it was just like, I wouldn't have thought that. And I also think people probably look at me and are like, she's not, you know, anxious, she's never been through anything like that, or, you know, like, her life's easy. And so it was just like so special to have, you know, like, that connection. And it just was kind of like brought in so many different ways from this, like, the podcast and yeah, like, you guys.
What a story.
So it is cute, a cute little story. Yeah,
that's very cool.
And so that's why I was just like, I'll tell it on the podcast, because I think it's
I'm not sending this in a message. Well, and it's too, like, long.
Yeah, exactly. And like, because it is so, like, you probably don't, you can't even like realize how special it felt for us to be like, oh my gosh, like, you know, for me and Hales to have, like, you know, the husbands just have someone and just see that, you know, like, it would have felt so isolating for them in those times of just like, oh my gosh, this is really hard. But, and they are both the same type of human of like, they never made us feel bad about it. You know, like, they're good guys. Like, they just day in, day out, picked up the slack, did what they could, helped where they could, you know. And so it's obviously a very unique experience, but one that they could kind of share, you know, just a little I don't know how that word is.
Camaraderie.
Yeah, that.
Shared suffering.
Shared suffering. Exactly. The boys. Exactly. Before the workout even started.
Yeah. And I think that's such a cool thing about places like this, is if you feel safe, regardless of gender, if you feel safe and you can let the walls down and be vulnerable, you'll find that you have other people that are in the same situation and yes, feel the same way and have been through similar things. But if you come in and your walls are always up, you'll never know and you'll always feel alone.
No, exactly. And it's like, comes back to that thing a bit of like, to have a friend is to be a friend. And like, yeah, if you can share your story or whatever, then people are going to feel that little bit more comfortable to share theirs, or, yeah, you know, little conversations along the way.
And I think, I don't know about you, Lammy, but I've like, since we've had the boys, and the boys that have been here for a while, and learning more and more about them as individuals, they're not that different to girls.
No, God, like, they're exactly the same.
Like, and I think what's special about the boys that we have here is they would probably feel a little bit more safe and be able to be vulnerable here than they have to be, like, peacocking and all that sort of stuff, like maybe happens at other gyms. But they, yeah, they suffer from the same insecurities and many things that females suffer from, and they probably feel a little bit safer to talk about it here than anywhere else.
Yeah, definitely. I think also because I think most right now are husbands.
Yeah, all?
Partners or husbands.
All
partners,
yeah. And sons. That's, yeah, what we've, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's actually all like a direct relative to someone who, yeah, attends here.
So I think, yeah, that's probably the safe little stepping stone.
Yeah. And that's what I say to when we've got like a new member joining, I'll be like, we have a mixed class, but they're all like partners of the girls. Like, so you non-threatening, like, you're safe here.
I've also said that before when people are like, we've had a drop in before, and she was like, oh, I thought it was only women. And I went straight to like, no, like, these are all husbands.
Like, it,
like,
is.
It's okay. Like, this is that one class. Like, it's, and she's like, no, that's sick. Like, yeah, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And it is. It's, It's very cool.
That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. I think sometimes you guys obviously get messages or whatever of this is really cool, but there's lots of conversations on the ground where you wouldn't kind of hear or, be a part of. But it's a whole little underground of this podcast and this gym is very life-changing and everyone's very grateful.
That's very cool.
Yeah. That's cool. I think when you get to management level of stuff, you only hear the bad stuff. All we get are complaints and cancellations that come to us.
And we're putting out fires nonstop. Oh, the fucking tap broke yesterday.
Cool. Who broke the tap again, guys?
Who fucking broke the tap? Just tell me. Do you not know who did it?
No, I don't. You tell me.
Kyle, you don't leave it until you tell us.
He was who did that? Oh, sorry, Brody did. Kyle had already asked me earlier in the day when I said it was broken.
And then this morning, the 5:30 class, so many people were hey, the tap. I know the tap is broken. I know.
We've ordered the parts. They're coming, guys. We've ordered three.
We ordered three parts just so we have constant backups.
Yeah. Now that we know everyone's got really strong, aggressive fingers.
Appreciates the tap, the bubbler.
Yeah, no, it's true. And Candace said, I think when you're in what we're trying to do, we're just trying to make sure that everything's running smoothly. So it's not often that we get to focus on the good things. It's often that we're focusing on somehow moving things better forward. Mm. And not necessarily focusing on all the negatives, but just, putting up fires what's next that we need to focus on to make things better. So that's very, very cool.
Tell us nice stories more often.
Yeah. Guys. Everyone, tell us we're pretty.
Flood the comments.
Stop telling us about problems. I don't want the gym to flood again. Please someone mop it for me. Hilarious.
It also just goes to show you don't know what other people are going through. Just to look at someone like you did with Hayley, for example, you can't just be oh, she's so perfect. Her life is so good. Blah, blah, blah. You have absolutely no idea. What's going on behind the scenes.
It's and that's why the podcast is so great as well. I think to hear people's stories and the ins and outs it's so interesting and it's relatable and really cool.
And no one is immune to pain and suffering and insecurity and all the rest. Everyone feels it on some level. Some people feel it more than others and some people go through it deeper and some people you have no fucking idea. And that's why it's always safe to be kind, even if you feel like that person is being a cunt.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know if we've dropped the C-bomb on here before, have we?
I don't know.
First one.
Is it?
Maybe.
I just felt so comfortable then. I just thought I was talking to my mates. Shit. Just dropped
professional.
It. Professional. I'll do what I want. So if they're being a... it's likely... not you. It's likely something that they're currently going through. But you and I have had this chat before about how people perceive you, and you had no idea you come across from my eyes, and maybe not everyone else's, but you come across to me as quite confident, well-spoken. You make good eye contact. You walk proud. And in your head, you're this
little
ball of anxiety, walking around being all scared and stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting, hey?
Yeah. And that really shocked me when we had that conversation because, you never know what you come across as. Yep. You can obviously hope that you're friendly and look kind and whatever, but you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting. Mm. So.
That's my cute little story.
Loved your story. And since you're back, we may as well keep talking about you.
Might as well.
How long have you been here for now?
It'll be 3 years in May.
3 years. See...
you just signed up for your third open, I saw.
I did,
Three, fuck.
Yeah.
But to me, it feels like I feel like she's been here longer.
Yeah, right. But also shorter, in that sense of
no one really knows.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mystery.
So 3 years. Mm-hmm. And your last podcast was all about pretty much how you changed your life around. And a lot of it was to do with nutrition and training and all the rest of things, all the things that go together. How's all that going?
Even better.
Even better.
I had started nutrition, I think the end of the September, and I was on the podcast the December. Mm-hmm. So I was a few months in and so proud of that consistency. That to me was massive. The longest I'd ever kind of had a healthy lifestyle, really.
From memory, the biggest things for you was you Well, you were like everyone else. You thought you were a bit different and takeaway, right? Like you thought, like, you thought something you were doing everything you could. Yeah, and there was like,
this won't work for me. No, and I was like, oh, something's wrong with my thyroid. Yeah. Something's like, it's not my fault. There was no accountability.
It's nothing that I'm doing.
It's definitely not my fault. And yes, we loved a little takeaway.
Yes. And it was, how often was it?
Just like a few times a week.
Just a few. No big deal.
Well, like, and we're talking like Mackie D's takeaway.
No.
Okay.
It was filth.
That was like, that was like the, like a little snacky. But it was never like, we would never have that? Like, like a little snacky, like a little like,
little treaty.
Like a frappe or, like I love a Macca's brekkie. But like dinners was never McDonald's.
Was it big enough?
It was like Chinese, Thai, like those really protein and veggie things that are also very high sodium, very high calorie.
Mm.
I also would just eat a lot. And so, yeah, and like I just love lollies as well. Like I think that's also the hard thing is like, oh, like sweet or savory, like I'll take it all. Like I'm not going to discriminate. Yeah.
So what was, you probably said this on the last podcast, but what was the catalyst for you to realize that it is your fault and that you can do something and you're not special or different?
I think it just came down to I love to train and I enjoyed that and I wanted to continue to get better at it. And I just kind of knew like it's time. Like if you're working this hard, then you should probably also just eat better. And it wasn't, I didn't even eat that bad like daily, you know, like it was, I thought I was getting like enough protein and I would have, you know, things like eggs and salad and veggies and all of that. It was just like, but what do I do? It's like very overwhelming to know exactly what to eat and when to eat it and how much. Like there's too much info out there.
Absolutely.
Basically.
Yeah. A lot. And so you signed up and did nutrition with Candace.
Mm-hmm.
And then that helped it break it all down for you and understand it and take it all in a bit better.
Yeah. I think I just needed her to say, this is your calories. Eat it.
And yeah, we'll I don't coach anyone the way that I coached you, but I just set you. We started macro tracking from the start,
and I was like, no, go hard. Like I don't.
Yeah,
like I was so ready.
Yeah,
and I think obviously I got results from it, and it just kind of like, you know.
And I think from what you said, you started behaving like the person you wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So your food started to reflect the athlete you wanted to be. So you wanted to get better at training. So then you started behaving the same way someone who's going to be better, like in the position of being able to do bar muscle ups and chest bar pull ups and all the things that you wanted, you started eating that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just almost like opened a whole new little like world almost. Like it was, things kind of seemed like, oh, that might be possible now.
Yeah.
Like when I got my first chest bar, like I hadn't been training them. It was just like before class, Sarah was like, no, try. And I, like in my head, it was like, well, I won't be able to, but like, whatever. And I got it, like, you know, and it was just little things like that of like, wait, and it does make sense if you're lighter and you're training, like all of that, it's going to be a little bit easier. But it just felt like, okay, now we're on like that second phase of like all of these cool things and cool movements, they're coming.
Yeah.
Like we'll get them.
And so it's been over a year since you were on the podcast. So what has been, has there been any other eye-opening moments, any other things that have happened or any setbacks that you found that you didn't know were going to happen, anything like that?
I don't think we've really come across many setbacks. Probably most recently has been the biggest setback, and it was just my kids were sick for so many weeks. And it was like over New Year's and then into the new year, and it's been raining here. So it was like, I just felt like I was stuck in the house. My sleep went to shit and then I got sick. And so like I weighed myself the first time this morning for like, you know, in a couple of weeks. And it was like, I deliberately not weighed myself because I was like, no, like I'm not eating 100% right now. I'm not sleeping well. I'm not training. I hadn't trained. Like that's the least amount I've ever trained. And so like, that's actually been my first massive. And I was injured. Like it was all just came.
That's a setback. That's what once. I was reaching for.
Oh, also injured.
First injury.
First big injury.
Yeah. Handled that pretty well though.
Yes.
Do you feel you handled it pretty well?
I do. It's
it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's I hard. Said, like I think this is fun. Like I want to be able to do the things. Like it's so fun. And so to be like, well, like even though we're on the rig today, you're not. Like
that's not fun.
Like, yeah. And like the first time that it happened, it was like an afternoon class and it was Hannah and she was like, hey, everyone, like go get your grips and chalk. And I like went to walk and I went like, like audibly went like, oh, and her and Kyle kind of like both looked at me and like laughed, but it was like that first thing of like, and that's what, like, it wasn't, I wasn't trying to be like boohoo, but it was just like, oh, okay. And I just had to like stand by the GHD and watch everyone, you know, line up with
for someone
props.
For someone who's been as injured as this guy over here. She's yeah. like, you don't
welcome
know
welcome to my life. No, but I think also like you do have so much more empathy for those people, you know, like I had to hang out with Katie for a couple of sessions there as well, and it was just like, damn, like this is, it's kind of sad, like you feel a bit sad on top of all the other emotions. It's just a bit like, oh, like that looks so fun.
And not to mention the actual pain itself, which takes away like a little bit of brain space.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think when you're not injured or never been injured enough to have to modify things completely to the rest of the class, you don't really notice. You don't like, it's not like you, everyone's like looking at Katie in the corner or Candace and they're like, oh, that's sad.
That
like
loser over there. Yeah.
Like, like everyone's still just appreciating what they can do in their effort, regardless of what they're feeling. But when you're in that, it feels a bit different.
Yeah.
It sucks a bit.
Yeah. And then obviously because I haven't been in that position before and I'm not usually one to like pull back or change the movements, everyone afterwards will be like, oh, what's happened? Like, are you okay? What's wrong? What's happening? And which was so kind, like I didn't mind at all, but it was like, oh, a lot of people.
and then it's hard not to, and I think people just say what the first thing that comes to their head, right? So they're like, what's wrong with you? But when you get asked the same thing over and over and over again, you think that everyone is just focused on you. They don't really care that much.
No,
because it's just like a passing comment that they just see and then they go, what's wrong with you? And then you tell them and then they onto their own life again. But if you hear it back to back to back, you're like, I'm so shit. Everyone thinks I'm dying.
Little elbow.
Yeah. But no, I think at the start it was almost funny watching you handle it because you were like, but like, because the rule was like nothing that hurt it at all. And you were like, but what if? And I'm like, no, nothing. And you're
there
like,
no
okay,
what if.
Okay, but what if? No.
Because
no,
I also
nothing.
Hadn't complained about it.
Yeah.
That's like, it threw me off guard because I was like, how do you even know it hurts? Like,
yeah.
I've not said anything for like 2 weeks now.
We can read your mind.
And that's what I was like, oh, they read people.
We can see.
I must have touched it or something.
Winced when you jumped up.
Yeah, probably.
No, but you handled that really well. And then, sorry, continue with your other setback. So your kids being sick.
Oh, so yeah, I hadn't slept. And like I said, like it was just raining. So like we hadn't gone out of the house much. And so then it was kind of like, we were also on like Christmas timetable then. So like I couldn't really make it in the morning with them. And then Kyle and I would switch out in the evenings. But I also coach 2 evenings now. So like I couldn't on those days. Like, and so it was just this thing of like, holy shit. Like I feel like I don't want to eat my normal food. And it was also just like another thing to think about of like, oh, well, got to cook. And it was like the first time where it felt really hard.
Yeah.
And like, I just was like, I don't really particularly want to do this, but I just did my best and it's all good. Like,
exactly. Just got to do what you can do.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
And so you just mentioned you coach a couple of evenings. That's the next thing I wanted to talk about. So when did you decide that coaching was on the radar for you?
I had already thought it.
When?
I think like as soon as I kind of started, I was like, wait, this is pretty sick. Like,
the job looks so easy. Yeah. Looks like they're just having fun all day.
You just get to hang out in
it's
the gym.
It's so funny when people do their level one, they're like, this is so hard. I'm like, I fucking know. It's so hard.
And so,
but let's go back to the easy part. So you saw it and you're like, this is cool.
But I mean, we've already spoken about like I'm confident, but I have very low like self-confidence, I think. So I was like, oh, I could never, like, I don't think I could ever do that. Like, I think I might just be like a good cheerleader, like, and that's it. And then Candace had approached me the day of my podcast, actually.
Really?
Last time. Yeah. It was before that. And then that kind of got the ball rolling. So I did my level one April.
Yeah, no, she was one of your babies, wasn't she?
Mm.
She was one of your ideas, I think, from memory.
Mm.
I have no memory of that. Sure. I'm
so.
Nodding my head.
And I think it was right before the podcast.
Yeah, right. Because we were talking about doing the CDP and who we would want to sign up. I think so. I can't remember.
Mm. And it was just like that thing of I had thought about it. And told myself, like, no, you wouldn't be very good. Like, just the usual. So then when someone else said it, I was kind of like, oh, well, hold on.
Maybe.
Maybe. Like, if someone else might think that. And so I did my level one in April last year. And then CDP.
So we run a coach development program. We've run two now. Two? No,
just one.
Just the one.
Just one. One.
And we encourage members that even don't want to be coaches to sign up. But we also have the people that we would hope would one day want to be a coach. We hope that they would sign up. And then you learn all the ins and outs and all the behind the scenes of what we do. That's behind the scenes of coaching, not just in front of.
Yeah. And so, it's really interesting.
So you sorry.
No, I was going to say, like you said, even the people who don't particularly want to become coaches, like, I think it's so interesting if you are just even a bit interested in like the workings of CrossFit and the way you guys, you know, like do it all. Like, I think it's just very interesting.
Absolutely.
For that as well.
So did you level one in April?
Mm-hmm.
When CDP start?
I think like July or August.
Yeah, it was like mid to late last year, I feel. I'm not the girl to ask.
It must have, yeah.
Yes, last but year yes. at some stage.
Yeah.
Some point that. Last year.
Yes. Everything was lost. Yes.
And how did you find, firstly, your level one? What did you think of your level one?
I was terrified going into my level one because I had not studied for anything in years and I had not tested for anything. So like, I did a year of uni when AV was a baby, but I didn't have any exams. All I had were assignments. So it was just like, I don't know, a bit easier, like a little less pressure. So then to know that there was going to be a test on the last day really scared me. And so I actually told no one that I was doing my level one. Because I did not want to be like, oh, I failed. Like, I didn't want everyone to be like, oh my God, like, how'd you go? The only people that knew were like, you guys here, Kyle, I told Candace with a K, and like my family. But like, if you don't really know CrossFit,
they're like cool.
Yeah, like it's like, oh, have fun on the weekend. Like,
have fun at your competition.
Yeah, yeah. Your little thing you have. Because I was so scared that I was going to fail.
Yeah.
And I walked out of there like, oh, I failed.
You did?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like,
and just, so the actual weekend itself, is it what you thought it was going to be?
Better.
Yeah, cool.
It was amazing. I messaged you, Mandy, actually, like the second I got in my car on day one and said like, holy crap, like everything that was taught to me, like obviously I'd, you know, read the thing a billion times, but the cues and all of that, it's stuff that we hear here. And anything that I was pulled up on, I'd been pulled up on here, like here. And I had so many great conversations with people, like, you know, a dude knew about Contessa and, you know, he was from Brisbane and, you know, just different conversations about like people hate their coaches basically. And it was like,
really?
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, I can't participate in this conversation. Like, people were getting their level one because they didn't feel like they were coached.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to know more because they didn't feel like they were getting that from their box and stuff. And it was just like, I walked away so much more grateful because it was like, okay, obviously, you know, CrossFit doesn't really hold standards. You know, they're not checking.
Yeah,
they're not checking affiliates, but to know that it was like, hold on, I guess this is like the closest you could to kind of like comparing what they would want from an affiliate. It's like the level one and all of that, and knowing that I get that, like that's pretty cool because I've never been to a different. I've never once been to any, actually, not even just CrossFit, like any other workout classes. So, and I just felt very lucky.
That's good.
But the weekend was amazing. Very cool to meet so many people. Because again, I'd never been like around other CrossFitters either. So it was, yeah, just really fun.
That's so cool. And then during the level one, were you like, yes, this is what I want to do and I'm confident that I think I'll be able to do it? Or were you still like, this would be cool, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this as a job?
No, I think I felt confident just for the fact that like there were people there that were like, oh yeah, I didn't even like finish reading the handbook. And I was like, oh my God.
And I remember
like,
one of the messages I think you sent me was something about people were doing the level one and they're going to start coaching next week.
Oh yeah, but yes. Also I'm that was like, yeah.
Straight in?
Straight in. And so I feel like I wanted to prepare for it, obviously, but I found so much, like I loved reading it because I was like, oh, I love this. Like it's so interesting and there's like a whole method and like, I loved to learn about it. So I felt like very confident of like, oh, okay, well, if I have enjoyed and wanted to learn this, even though I feel like I'm probably going to fail the test, like this is obviously a pretty good path, like pretty, you know, big sign that I'm meant to be doing it.
Absolutely. And then what about from the level one to the CDP that Candace ran? Mm-hmm. And that was 8 participants, 7 or 8?
Yeah. Yep.
Who were all members of the gym. So you knew them all mm-hmm. well enough to feel comfortable in that environment. How did you feel about that?
I think it's very different because sometimes you can feel more confident with people you don't know.
Yep.
So like in the level one, you have to coach them through like a little workout or whatever. And I think sometimes it's like fake it till you make it. Like,
and
it's
so
much,
me.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's so much easier to do that because it's just kind of like they have no preconception of who I am or how I might talk or, you know, what voice I might use, you know, like the authority voice or whatever. Like,
I just pictured you turned British.
You're doing very well there.
Could have. where like here, it's almost a little bit scarier because it's like, you know, like, oh, like I know you. And it's just a bit different sometimes. Like, but yeah, it was, I mean, both were great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you feel overall through the level one and the CDP, did it open your eyes to how much there is behind the scenes that we do and how much there is when you do it well, how much there is to actually do and how much we give a shit about all the little things?
Yes. I think even just like the programming and everything to see that and how that all relates. And then I think even like on a personal level, like it comes back to like one of my biggest takeaways was like, and this sounds so silly, but it was like any time you have an external weight, that's like a weightlifting exercise and you're going to get stronger. And it was like obviously that's duh, but also sometimes I think they're like the workouts that people are just like, oh, like farmer's carry, kind of boring, I'm not going to come. Or like,
things,
yeah, yeah, like dumbbell front squats, like that's not as fun without a barbell. And it just was like, oh, hold on. But like if you want those really cool numbers, like you have to just bring it back. And those workouts are fun also. But it was just, yeah, like learning all about that and then seeing it in real life happen as well of like, you know, those numbers might be lower on that day or whatever, or people might be like, a bit about it. And it was like, wait, no, like they're the days you're getting stronger and like more fit and they're the ones you need to be coming. Like it was just really interesting to kind of like be able to get into like the nitty gritty a little more.
Absolutely.
And see all of that.
That's cool.
Like and how it works.
And the other thing we had conversations about was how you're perceived being a staff member here versus being a member. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised about those conversations?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, like how I thought people might say no to me. Is that?
Oh, just in general. Like, yeah. Just like, you know, the things we want from staff members to act and how they behave in the gym. We want them to be leaders regardless of, you know, whether they're working at the time or not.
Yeah.
Complaining about workouts, like we don't do that, like all mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. Did those conversations take you by surprise or did you kind of expect it from
I think
us?
Yes, but also, yeah, I think you guys do such a great job anyway that it's probably, yeah, to be expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a bit bad if it was the,
if it was
the coaches complaining the most.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And so you've been taking CrossFit Kids for a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love it?
Love it. Love
That's
it.
Very cool. And it's you got yourself fun. A little PT client out here as well.
I do. It's very exciting. It's been a big couple of months.
A couple months of learning and coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been. It's, yeah, very fun.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're very much looking forward to watching you grow into an amazing trainer this year. We got very high hopes, so
don't let us
down. Okay.
Don't fuck it up, Nick.
All right. Thank you. Pressure's on.
So in another year, when we get you back on, you better have a fucking full client base. No.
12 months, no pressure. Joking.
No, I'm very grateful as well. Like I think, like I said, I've not been to many other gyms, obviously, but I feel very lucky to have kind of like landed here and been given these opportunities and just love it. That's so fun.
Yeah, it's very cool. We always find the people who have had like big life, life-changing experiences here, they're the mm-hmm. sometimes that make the best coaches because mm-hmm. they can relate to what it's like on the other side. And sometimes members or their clients feel a little bit safer knowing that they were like that, like the trainer was like that once too.
They get it.
Yeah. Yes. There's no getting around it when you're like, I was there, man.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I know.
It's very scary to come to class sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
enough little rant stories.
Rambling. No more little sneaky, no, cute stories?
I don't think so. None that I can think of right now. That's okay. I'll let you know.
Please.
I'll bank them for next year.
Then just hound us to be on here again. Got a question?
Yes, I do.
That's exciting.
If you were in a crowd and you needed to fart, but you knew the fart was going to be silent, would you still do it?
100%. I wouldn't even think about it.
I'm with you.
I feel like if I knew I was going to be silent, I would do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care.
So when we talked about this the other day, I am less confident with that.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like if it was a crowd, like you're at like a massive concert and there's people everywhere and you're walking through, like for sure, 100%, get that out there. Especially because it's dark. You can't see my face. You don't know that I'm guilty. But I feel like I'm not very good at hiding things. So if I was in like Kmart and I'm like stopped looking at something and then there's people behind me and then someone says, do you smell that? I feel like I just go red and then I'd be like, I'm so sorry, it was me. So I feel like it's crowd dependent.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be large and dark.
So you wouldn't do it like in class?
Fuck no. Really? Hell no.
Holding it.
I would hold it. Like, because if it's silent, it's going to be bad too. Like it's not. Smell. Yeah, it's going to be a bad time for everyone. So if I was here, like if I know you, like you know that I can't hide shit as well.
Because I stand behind you often in class. Yeah, as I'm behind you. So, like, so I'm safe.
If you smell it.
It's not you.
You'll be like, Mandy, did you fart? And I'll be like, yes. Like, so no, I wouldn't fart here. No way.
Hmm.
I mean, absolutely would. If it was just you and I training, I'd fart and then I'd look at you and wait for you to notice.
Well, I don't think I'd ever say any. Like, I'd be like, yeah. She farted.
That's a smell.
Yeah.
That's a smell from her ass. But you would?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
Absolutely.
Are nasty.
I feel like 98% of my farts are silent anyway.
So you're just constantly dropping stink bombs.
Yeah.
Just walking and
just
fluffing.
Letting them out. It's when your handstand walk, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's I've told you that before.
When you're upside down. That's when 95% really of your 98% of farts come out.
Yeah. My body's like, we're working hard everywhere else. We've got to let something go.
Get a little lighter.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's my question.
That's good a good one. That's tomorrow's?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's going to be good. I'm excited. All right. I like your toes. Your toenails.
Thank you. It's actually the same color as your bra yesterday.
Purple.
Blue.
It's blue. Okay. It's like cornflower blue. I feel like it's called.
That's is it? I was like dusty blue.
Yeah.
When she asked yesterday.
You didn't see the crop I was wearing yesterday.
Did you get a new one?
Yeah. From Ellis Kelly.
Yeah.
And I thought it was purple.
When you bought it or when you got it?
It's the same as like both.
Mm.
It's the same as the, I'm scared to admit this, on a public forum. The
don't bring
uni,
up the dress thing.
The dress, no, the onesie that I have. How it's like a bluey purple.
Oh yeah,
it's that same color.
Is it the same color?
It's the exact same color as my toes. That's yeah. Like, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's blue.
It's similar. I'll wear it next week.
Okay.
Or maybe tomorrow because I did the washing yesterday. Okay. I might wear it tomorrow.
Wear your blue crop tomorrow.
Purpley blue. I said to Hannah, said it was purple last night, yesterday afternoon. She said it was purple. And then Callie said it was purple because Hannah said it was purple. Callie would just
so
do whatever.
So are you just
Hannah,
trying to like
just
as
get
many people
on my side?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. No.
She held a gun to Hannah's head and she was like, it's purple.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. So what I'm like, purple. Hannah can be very that's easily persuaded. I'm not taking anything she says.
No, I asked her. Mm-hmm. Asked her what color without a
she would have been like, purple. Yeah.
Started
purple.
To say.
Funny. All right. Well, thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We didn't have a choice, but no worries.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now you didn't have to find another guest. I did it for you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.